Aloha and Yahweh Gwego. I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gaino. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gaino is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and each week we take a listen to some amazing music from different indigenous artists from all across this great turtle island. For the next hour, you're invited to enjoy the music and the chat. My featured artist today is December Wynn. Achachtunge hayaso, haitkwa ne hanyate, ganyageha keono, agwisazne nitoneno. My featured guest is Achachtunge. He's Turtle Clan from the Mohawk Nation and comes from Akwesasne. We're going to be discussing their latest single, On Sacred Ground, produced by Keith Sokola. In fact, their upcoming album is also produced by Keith. We have a great chat ahead, so we're going to get right into it. Kicking things off right now is one of the tracks from the latest single featuring Annie Humphrey. It's On Sacred Ground. Turn it up and sing along. You're listening to Gaino.
You can't knock me down. I'm from the ground. You don't lay down. Walk to higher ground. I know I'm staying. Yourself down. This world is crying. The people are down. So wrap yourself wide.
From December Wynn's latest single, that's the title track, On Sacred Ground, kicking off our listening on today's very special edition of Gaino. Welcome back if you're just now tuning in. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and I'm checking in with you from the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation. I have the great good fortune of being joined on the line with Achachtunge, Nitone, no, ne, Agwisasne. Achachtunge from Agwisasne is joining me on the line today, and I'm excited to be talking about this prolific singer-songwriter's medicinal art. We're going to talk about his upcoming album, Hoka. He's working with Key Sokola. Nyawe Skeno, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thanks. Nice and sunny over here.
As we get into our discussion today, I was hoping we could start with some introductions. Please, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm a Jaktuke, I'm Turtle Clan from Okwazasne, and Ganyak Gehaga, people of the Flint. And December 1, we formed a long time ago in the late 90s. And then we kind of split up, and I think it was 2005, and we started talking about getting back together. We made a lot of changes in the band in 2000, probably 3-4 years ago, and then we've been going strong again.
Your first album, I believe, if I remember correctly, is Sacred Voices. We're going back to like 1999 with that, yeah?
Yeah, that was the first album.
So you were banned for about 6 years, and you decided to take that break in 2005. What prompted it? Was it just time, things weren't working out, or external circumstances?
Well, I think the band was kind of flying crazy, but at least too much partying.
Oh.
And then, you know, half the band kind of like walked one road and the other didn't.
Sure.
And so I decided to go solo, and which, you know, I was pretty successful as solo too. Well, I've been doing most of the time anyways.
And your success started coming after that breakup,
yeah.
Too, yeah?
Yeah, because I won, I think in 2009, I won the NAMMY.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of different nominations and different, a lot of different doors were opening up, and I was able to play the music the way I was hearing it.
Yeah.
You know, and it made more sense. And that's why this time around, I Dr. Terry Meek pretty much jammed a lot anyways, the bass player. You know, we've always kind of been the sound anyways. We had that original. He has an original bass style, and along with my style, it kind of creates the sound of December 1. We noticed that's why we decided to bring December 1 back, because we're like, the sound's still there.
Yeah.
And then instead of using screaming guitar parts, we added a lot of chants that work. You know, it's really powerful, actually. We were getting more audience reactions, even more than we did with the guitar players.
Wow.
And then the former players, you know, a few of them died too, so that was a big key also.
So when you decided to reform December Wind, it seems to me like it's almost a situation of when you regroup, less is more. That's the approach you took this time around, yeah?
Yeah, and it made more sense with the words,
because, sure,
you know, people like my words, and the other way you couldn't really hear them because they were drowned out.
Mm.
And, you know, I had to find the right players that would play around the words, and we're more dynamic and a lot of accents.
Yeah.
And you'll hear soon in the music. And finding the right players was a tricky part. But it just all happened at once. You know, big thanks to Key Sokola. He's really understood what I was trying to do.
I'm excited for the upcoming full album release later this year, and we can talk more about your collaborations with Keith in a few. At this point, let's start to kind of pivot and get back into the music. We're going to continue with the other track on the On Sacred Ground single, I'm a Big Boy, in fact, featuring Keith here in just a little bit. I do want to backtrack a few, though, and of course, at the time of our discussion today, this is a very important day throughout all Indian country and Turtle Island, when we wear red to honor and remember and bring attention to the plight of the murdered and missing Indigenous women that is still a problem all throughout the U.S. and Canada. And this track that we're about to hear is equally important. And it's 2:15. You released this last year. I came across this because I put a special together for the Kamloops kids and the other students that they've been finding. And I was wondering if you could help introduce this next track.
Yeah, I wrote that on the side of a mountain. You know, same thing for us or for me is that, you know, the issue of Kamloops. And I've been trying to bring this issue to light for 20, 30 years. And it seemed like it might be time it will be heard. So the song came right to me. And it got really big awareness. You know, we had on Facebook, we had almost a little over a 250,000 views.
Wow.
Like in just a few days, like 3 days, I think. And I even got to talk to some guys from the White House. They actually contacted me. But their game was, you know, it was hard to pitch at first. And then they wanted me to ask a question to the president. But then they said, you have to, the Senate wants you to prove, can you prove that these schools exist, nationally? And I'm like, what do you mean? I said, you guys are the one who put them all there.
Right.
I said, you are the proof. And I just kind of like, I kind of get your drift what you guys are doing. So I said, we'll meet again.
Sure.
In these issues. But, yeah, the whole school, you know, the 215, the original 215 found, that's why I named the song that. It's to honor those, not just the 215, but all the children, because I believe it's going to be over 100,000. That's what I think. They've only had like over 10,000. They've only really looked at like 11 schools. There's like 300, 500 in U.S., 300 in Canada, something like that. I know that's how many schools there are. So there's a, I know they haven't even touched a lot of schools. But yeah, it's a big issue with me.
On Gyno, we feature a lot of music from Indigenous artists that put meaning into their words. And today's episode is a great example of music as medicine. And so at this time, it's an honor to get into the December Winds 215. We're also, before this day is up, going to be hearing Ajak Dungay's recommendations, including one from our good friend C. Hassan and War Bonnet as well. So in the meantime, you're invited to listen carefully to the words of 215 today on Gyno. Thank you.
we will not succumb. Stop looking. We will find you all.
And you are rocking out to Gyno with Brett Mabee.
Yeah.
C. Hawson's We the People, written for the American Music Abroad program. It was a huge hit last year. Welcome back. You're listening to Gyno. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and I'm joined on the line with Achak Dungge. From Agusa's name, we're discussing his band December Wind. And in the first block, we went back to the origins into the late 90s and discussed also how success came after kind of pulling back a little bit, refocusing and focusing more on the words than the screaming guitars and the party scene. And December Wind reformed in about 2015 with fewer members, but more to say as well. And as we're talking about music as medicine, I also feel like Sihasen is a band that definitely understands that concept as well. I think that's a fair summary, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Sihasen's a great band. I met them in Grassroots and 2021, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and they were Blackfire back then.
Yeah.
It was all both brothers and Janita.
And now I'm curious, is this how you also got to know Keith? Because he's been a staple of that festival since the beginning, I think, as well.
Yeah, I originally met Keith on my res at a Strawberry Festival when we had just formed December Wind. He came for a show there. He was, you know, we were all way younger. And then, you know, then he, I found out later, he was the one who recommended us to play at Grassroots.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool story behind that. How we got in, it's pretty funny, actually, because Jordan Perrier, Jeb Perrier's brother from down in Buffalo,
mm-hmm.
You know, they're in charge of the admissions or when people submit their tapes, he said they had like 4 or 5 trash cans full of CDs of people wanting to play there. And Keith told them about it, so they like scrambled at the last second through all those trash cans trying to find her CD. And Jordan said when they found it, they played it around a campfire. And said they played it all night till like 6 in the morning. They couldn't stop listening to it, and that's how we got in there.
I think that's a pretty good indication that you got to be on the bill, yeah?
Yeah, and that's kind of like how we we got in most of our shows. We never, because like you're supposed to do like a cover letter and yeah. All this stuff, you know, a promo package and everything, and I would just send the CD and say, listen to this, because this is what you want to know what we sound like. I didn't send all those fancy promo packages. I just said, listen to the music. You're either going to like it or not.
The music's going to speak for itself.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how I got most of our shows. Well, played at pretty cool places.
Your music speaks to people on a very visceral level, on a very emotional level. And as I was looking at your website, I noticed that occasionally you get some feedback from some listeners whose lives were changed because of your music as well. I was wondering if you could share a couple of those letters that you've received.
Oh, yeah. We get so many of those. It's really humbling, you know. Going way back, I think we mentioned before, there was a time where I didn't even want to play no more. Mm. I was done, you know. I told myself, that's it, I'm not playing no more. And I'm pretty sure I meant it. I think that's probably why this happened. And I was done, and I wasn't going to play music no more. And my mom wanted me to go to a dance. It was like a non-drinking dance, and at the last second, I decided to go. And when I was there, this lady came up to me, and she said, I want you to meet this lady. She came all the way up here from Pittsburgh to meet you. I said, wow. I said, I wasn't even going to come here. I don't even know how you knew I was going to be here. And then she introduced me and started crying and hugged me and thanked me. And then she told me her story was she was at her home in Pittsburgh with a rope around her neck in her kitchen. And she said she was going to hang herself. And her radio was on, and our song came on. I forgot. I think it's She Likes Flowers. And she said, it just really hit her. And she came down. She didn't do it. And she ended up getting help for it. And she, whatever was going on, she just wanted to thank me, you know, and I was like, wow. And then it's like right after that, that's when I got those feathers from these inmates from San Diego State Prison, I think it was, or something like that. It's been so long. They sent us, and they told us that our songs, apparently they were allowed to play our songs in the prison, and they sent us feathers, and they thanked us because they said when they heard our music, they were free. And then right after that, a few years later, I was in Walmart in a long line, and this little girl walked up to me, and she goes, what you're doing now is great. She goes, but you're supposed to be playing music.
Whoa.
And I was like, okay, creator, I hear you.
Yeah, you really can't ignore something like that, you know.
No. I mean, there's been so many stories, because I grew up as an athlete, and I wasn't even into music, and all of a sudden I just started playing music out of the blue, and this guy showed up. It was a friend of mine's father I knew when I was younger, and he came, and I said, hey, I hadn't seen him in 10 years. I played him Where Are My People from the first album. Mm. And I couldn't even play then. I was just learning. And that was the first song I ever wrote. And he goes, I come here to tell you you're supposed to play music. And then he left. And I was like, that was weird. And then the worst crazy part was I get a phone call the next day that guy died.
Whoa.
That night. And I was like, wow. So I never forgot that.
It's like he had one last piece of business before he walked off.
Yeah. hadn't seen the guy in 10 years. It was and it was really cool because back in the day, 10 years ago, he was he decided to quit a successful business and go into painting. And I sat there for hours telling him he should do it, you know, and because he had doubts. And I was just a young kid telling him, you know, I think you should do it. You'll never forgive yourself if you don't. And he did it. I remember seeing his painting on Reader's Digest one time. It was on the back of Reader's Digest. So he, you know,
he made it happen.
Yeah, and it was cool because, you know, kind of full circle, he came around and told me what I needed to do.
The memories you've been sharing with me today, needless to say, causing the goosebumps to raise, and really is an affirmation or reaffirmation for me on the profound nature of music when it's approached, I guess, in that right way, like that, especially, you know, that music is more than just the monetary value. It is specifically, and I think our ancestors understood, it's specifically to heal the mind or to enlighten the mind and the soul. And I'm excited to get back into our listening of December Wind today. Before our time is up, I'm also going to get on the Gentle Thunder single released back in 2021. But kicking things off right now, we're going to continue with our listening on the On Sacred Ground single with I'm a Big Boy featuring Keith Sekola today on Gyno. Asara no ode.
I'm feeling so sad right now. Hard times are on me. I'm feeling no spark of life. Some kind of weight on me. Whoa. I'm drinking, I've fallen.